This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of Tunisians protested on Sunday, hours after President Kais Saied officially replaced a judicial watchdog and gave himself powers to remove judges and ban them from going on strike. Hours after the decree was published early Sunday morning, more than 2,000 protesters gathered in central Tunis, many waving flags and chanting slogans in support of an independent judiciary. Saied's decree came a week after he said he would dissolve the High Judicial Council, prompting a nationwide shutdown of courts by judges, saying the move would infringe on judicial independence. Saied last July sacked the government, suspended parliament, and seized a range of powers before moving to rule by decree, sparking fears what had been seen as the only democracy to emerge from the Arab Spring uprisings. He has insisted he has no intention of interfering with the judiciary, but rights groups and world powers have criticized his move. Some airlines have canceled or diverted flights to Ukraine amid heightened fears that an invasion by Russia is imminent, despite intensive weekend talks between the Kremlin and the West. In an hour-long Saturday call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, U.S. President Joe Biden said that invading Ukraine would cause, quote, widespread human suffering, and that the West was committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but, quote, equally prepared for other scenarios, according to the White House. The two presidents spoke a day after Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, warned that U.S. intelligence shows a Russian invasion could begin within days. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Heavy snow fell throughout Sunday at the Beijing Olympics, disrupting several events and forcing athletes to battle through treacherous conditions in pursuit of gold medals. California-born Chinese sensation Eileen Gu was among the competitors affected when her bid for a second gold medal was temporarily derailed by the postponement of qualifying for the free ski slopestyle. The second of three training runs for the women's downhill skiing was canceled, and women's freestyle skiing aerials qualification also postponed. Environmentalists in the buildup to the games in the Chinese capital had voiced concern about an Olympics taking place in one of the driest parts of China and relying almost entirely on man-made snow. But on Sunday, it was the opposite problem. Too much snow together with freezing fog and temperatures plunging to -6 degrees Celsius, 22 degrees Fahrenheit by the evening. The son and namesake of late Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos strengthened his lead over his closest rival ahead of the presidential election in May. Results of a new poll released on Sunday showed Ferdinand Marcos Jr. garnered a 44-point lead in the January 19th to 24th survey by independent pollster Pulse Asia, an 11-point increase compared with the previous poll in December. Boxing superstar Manny Pacquiao is in third place in the poll. In the Philippines, the president and vice president are elected separately. Marcos's running mate, the daughter of incumbent president Rodrigo Duterte, remained the top choice for vice president with a 21-point lead over her closest rival. As front runner, Marcos appears poised to complete a remarkable rebranding of his family's name 36 years after a so-called people power uprising ended his father's autocratic rule. At least 10 Indonesians died after tidal waves swept away a group of people meditating on a beach during Sunday's early hours, according to police. The group of 23 people was holding hands and meditating on a beach in East Java province shortly after midnight. Quote, they were too close to the sea and could not save themselves when the tidal waves came and swept them away, the local police chief told TV1. 10 bodies had been retrieved from the ocean and 12 people rescued alive. It was unclear what kind of ritual the group was performing in the predominantly Muslim region, the police chief said, but it was led by a spiritual guru who survived the incident and would be questioned. A regional military commander had said the beach was usually guarded, but somehow the group somehow found a way onto it. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.